Praise the Lord, good morning. Let's start our worship with a prayer. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We come before the name of Jesus. We thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us. We thank you for your love and care and your faithfulness to us as a church for these many years. Thank you have been with us in the troubles and hardship and trials. Thank you for all the victories, the achievements, the progress, the ministries, the areas, all the congregations, the families, and the members, and the workers, the pastors, and the leaders that you raise up, O God, in this church, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for all the privilege that we receive from you and from the whole nation that we had. You had put your church here in UAE, in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Pakistan, USA, Australia, and the African countries in Sierra Leone, in Malawi, in USA, and in other places that your church is reaching and expanding. We pray, Lord, that you bless this day, O God. You anoint this worship and this presentation, O God, that we will have to go along the history of the church and the teaching and all the vision that you give to us along the years, that today we'll give you thanks and we will adore you, Lord. And today that you will recall all your goodness and we will understand your word and abide in them and walk in them. Oh God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will, oh Lord, anoint this worship, anoint the message, the giving, anoint all the items of our worship. Let your name, O God, be magnified. And let your name, O God, be lifted up. We pray for those in the way. Hurry them up, O God. I pray for this recording. O Lord, anoint it and make it reach to all the parts of your children. To all our brethren, the congregations, the families, the members who have been place in different places in the world. We thank you, God. We bless you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's all stand and worship the Lord. See your name, O Lord, lifted high in all the places that you allow us, allow your church to move. We claim souls to come to your families, tribes and nations and continents, to come to you, O God, to know you. Enable us, O God, empower us to go on and serve you, Lord. We pray in the name of Jesus. Fill us, Lord, today with your Holy Spirit. Inspire us, use us mightily, O Lord. Lead us and guide us in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your salvation. Thank you, Lord, for your death on the cross for our sins to give us eternal life. Thank you, Lord, for commissioning us to go and make disciples of all nations and to preach the gospel. Oh, Lord, thank you, Lord, for all that you have done in our lives. And we pray, Lord, as we sit in your presence, you will speak to each and every one of us. You will guide us and you direct us with your word. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you. That's all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's now collect our tithes and offering and our first fruit and our vows unto God. Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you for all what you provide for us and what you had provided for your people. Thank you for all the jobs and the incomes, the places, the companies, that each and every one of us is working. And we pray in the name of Jesus, you bless these places so your people will be blessed. Bless all the nations and the countries that your church has been place, the congregation, the families, and the members. So we too will be blessed, O God. Lord, we pray that you use this money to reach the lost. O God, multiply it and give wisdom, O God, how to be used. Let your name be lifted up and magnified. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Today I'm going to present the Church of God UAE history, teaching, and the vision of the church. Before I start, let's pray. Lord, I thank you and I praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. I pray, Lord, anoint my lips and your word to us and speak to us as we are listening to what you have done good and all the things that you instructed us to keep and to do. I pray that you will be a fruit. I pray people will commit their lives and ways unto you. I pray, O God, that the anointing of the Holy Spirit will speak and teach and exhort and rebuke and correct and raise up workers, servant of yours, to go on and serve you. This is all we ask and I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The purpose of this presentation is to summarize the teaching that the Church developed along the years so our members, workers, and ministers, all the new, will be aware about the teaching of our Church. From 1995 to 2002, it was a local church in Alain, started as an extension of World International Ministries Church of God, WIMCOG, with the praise and worship, fellowship, evangelism, but less on discipleship and discipline. In 2003 to 2004, it was a lost church. It happened upon the division of WIM churches from the Church of God. It became a dead chair, but it got revived after a few among us responded to the letter of the general overseer and the director of the world mission to stay with the Church of God in Cleveland, Tennessee, USA. In 2005 was revival and evangelism, restarting on December 2004, and from there it was a church with multicultural congregation in Alain and in other cities in UAE. In 2006, the theme was enlarging the tent by evangelism. From Isaiah 54, verse 23, enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth curtain of thine habitations. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, and strengthen thy stakes. For thou shalt break forth on the right and on the right hand on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles and make the desolation cities to be inhabited. There was revival and zeal for evangelism, using workers based on skills and talents without applying 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 2, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. In 2007, the theme was evangelism from John 10, verse 10. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they may have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. The church extended beyond UAE to India and Sri Lanka, training and seminars done for the talented workers. Our congregations at that time were neither concentrating on personal and spiritual life of our members nor on holiness. In 2008, the theme was rebuilding the wall, as rebuilding the walls as organized church, rebuilding the walls and putting the gates, from Nehemiah chapter 2 verse 17 and 18. Then said I unto them, you see the distress that we are in, how Jerusalem lies waste, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. Come, and let us build up the wall of Jerusalem, that we may be no more a reproach. Then I told them of the hand of my God, which was good upon me, as also the king's words that he had spoken unto me. And they say, let us rise up and build. So they strengthened their hands for this good work. We started to put rules and discipline, prayer and fasting, fighting the sin of usury, helping the poor, selecting capable leaders and workers who fear God, discipline for marriage, observing the Sabbath to attend the church regularly, strict tithing, no ministry for anyone who does not tithe, totally eliminating the boyfriend and the girlfriend, commitment to the church and to the leadership of the church, no workers or members attending other churches, no visiting pastors. Based on Romans chapter 16, verse 17 and 18, now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses, contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them, for they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. And Acts chapter 20, verse 28 to 30, Take heed therefore unto yourself and unto all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, and not sparing the flock, also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. The sin of division was condemned, and a decision taken about those who leave the church to be considered as non-believers, as lost sons, including those who cause division, that we will not give to anyone the permission to move out of the church. The scriptures condemned such rebelliousness, and we too will not approve it. Also those who did so in the past, no one of them had received from me the approval and the permission to do so. They did it themselves without our approval due to their wrong motive and their disobedience to God's word. Division is painful, but one aspect good of it is that it clears the church from those who do evil. Other nations, Iraq and Syria, were reach out. We start teaching the practical commitment of the Church of God. Classes of the School of Ministry started that year also and stayed for 3 years. In 2009, the theme was Fruit-Bearing Church, from John 15, verse 16. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth a fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whosoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. And Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Fruit of repentance. Bearing the fruit of the Holy Spirit, concentrating on holiness and characters and attitudes of members and workers were emphasized. In 2010, the theme was Making Disciples, Fruit-Bearing Church, from Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 and 20. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. The fruit of making new disciples and homeschooling started and emphasized. In 2010, the central government of our church developed, inspired from the government of Moses from Exodus chapter 18, verse 19 to verse 23. Hearken now unto my voice. I will give thee counsel, and God shall be with thee. Be thou for the people to God's word, that thou mayest bring the causes unto God, and thou shalt teach them ordinances and laws, and shall show them the way wherein they must walk, and the work that they must do. Moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place them such over them, to be rulers of thousands, and rulers of hundreds, ruler of fifties and rulers of tens, and let them judge the people at all season, and it shall be that every great matter they shall bring unto thee, but every small matter they shall judge, so shall it be easier for thyself, and they shall bear the burden with thee, If thou shalt do this thing, and God commanded thee so, then thou shalt be able to endure, and all this people shall also go to their place in peace. The central government is instituted in regard to the teaching, pastor's appointment, and finances. The central government of the church was a need to supervise the well-being of the members and workers of the different church congregations. The criteria of the approved worker applied and inspired from 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2 and 15, where the workers should keep certain commitment in the same year, 2010. The website of the church was launched. In the year 2011, the theme was restoration as a global church from Isaiah chapter 58, verse 12. And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundation of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorers of paths to dwell in. The church was restored back to what God intended, to reach the whole world, and with the government of one church in many locations, congregations with central government and one treasury. Every congregation should have the focus on local extension as well as global mission. Four countries were reached out: India, Sri Lanka, Myanmar, and Philippines, through mission trips over a span period of 8 months. God raised up pastors to care for these congregations, some of them from UA congregations, others from these countries. The church also developed audio and written teaching materials to meet the needs and to feed the church members of different languages: English, Tagalog, Hindi, Urdu, Arabic, and Burmese. In 2012, the theme was enlarging the tent as a global church from Isaiah chapter 54, verse 2 and 3. The church overseer and the church council structure was developed. Pastor certificate and ministerial ID card given to the pastors who are to continue to function and are recognized as pastors while they continue in the teaching, as Joshua continue in the teaching of Moses. Joshua chapter 11, verse 15, as the Lord commanded Moses, his servant, so did Moses commanded Joshua, and so did Joshua. He left nothing undone of all that the Lord commanded Moses. And Joshua chapter 8, verse 35, there was not a word of all that Moses commanded which Joshua read not before all the congregation of Israel, with the women and the little ones and the strangers that were conversant among them. In 2013, the theme was priest of God from Isaiah chapter 61, verse 6. But ye shall be named the priest of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. You shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall ye boast. Shall ye boast yourself. And 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Concentration on family life, family worship was encouraged, and families were confirmed as congregations. Every family is considered a congregation in the church. In fact, at the present, our church mainly composed of families who serve God. Principle of child discipline Spanking by rod was applied according to Proverbs, chapter 22, verse 15. Foolishness is born in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. Sheltering children and homeschooling were more clearly established from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 6 and 7. And these words, which I command thee this day, shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou layest down, and when thou risest up. Parents are considered pastors for their children and youth. Parents who are unwilling to discipline their children were agreed upon not to be given a ministry. Birthday and wedding anniversary celebrations were excluded from the church. Preparation for godly marriage was instituted clearly from Genesis 2. Single mother and single father issue were raised to be dealt with. In the year 2013, the duties of the priest book was written and published in 2015. In 2014, the theme was Watchman, from Isaiah 62, verse 6 and 7. I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, we shall never hold their peace, day nor night. Yet ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence, and give him no rest, till he establish, until he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. And Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 17. Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore hear the word at my mouth and give them warning from me. The watchman, prayer ministry established, and workers and deacons with the criteria were raised to watch and care over the various ministries and meet various needs to prepare the church for further expansion, inspired from Acts chapter 6, verse 1 to 7. And in those days, when the number of the disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews, because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them and said, it is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom ye may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. And the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost, and Philip, and Prochorus, and Nicanor, and Timon, and Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte of Antioch, whom they set before the apostles. And when they had prayed, they laid their hands on them, and the word of God increased. And the number of disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. And also from 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 8 to 10. Likewise, must the deacon be grave, not double-tongued, not given to much wine, not greedy of filthy lucre, holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience, and let these also first be proved, then let them use the office of a deacon, being found blameless. Therefore, overseers raised to help the church overseer, to oversee the congregations and the workers. Single mother and single father issue was dealt with based on the life of Hagar from Genesis 16 and 21. Church banking was instituted to help the members to save and to give loans without interest, to free our members from loans with interest. In the year 2015, the theme was Suffering for Christ from Philippians chapter 1, verse 29. For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake. And 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3 and 4. Thou therefore endure hardness as good soldiers of Jesus Christ. No man that worries entangle himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 21, for even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his step. The Lord confirmed the vision on that year by the increase of the prices of water, electricity, and other expenses. Wars and persecution started in the Middle East. Therefore, fasting, discipline, stewardship, the practice of saving, avoiding unnecessary spending, avoiding eating in a restaurant, avoiding costly food and dress and parties, avoiding unnecessary vacations, controlled spending and saving on water, electricity and finances were all implemented. The teaching of the first fruit was instituted from Exodus chapter 22 verse 29. Thou shalt not delay to offer the first fruit of thy ripe fruits and of thy liquor. The firstborn of thy sons shalt thou give unto me. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 9 and 10. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit of all thy increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with a new wine. And Hebrews 11 verse 4. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous. God testified of his gift, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. From 2016 to 2018, the theme was Church Multiplication in Peace as a Global Church, from Acts 9, verse 31. Then indeed had the churches raised throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and were edified, and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost were multiplied. In the year of 2016, the book God's Service was published. Farming was introduced based on the instruction of God to Adam in the book of Genesis chapter 3 verse 17 and 18. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I command thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. Workers and members learn to garden and to plant vegetables and fruits, and use the natural resources to reproduce food. The following idols and cultural practices were totally removed from our church, congregations, and families. Santa Claus, Christmas tree, boyfriend, girlfriend, dating, courting, Father's Day, Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, birthday celebrations, wedding anniversary celebration, All Saints Day, Friend Day, Halloween, Harvest, Thanksgiving Day, Pastor Appreciation Month, all these were removed. In the year 2017, the book Put God First published. During 2016 to 2018, the workers and members trained as royal priests, trained as watchmen for the Lord, and trained to be willing to suffer for the Lord. The reward for those who achieve that is a time of peace, a time of rest, strengthened, edified, encouraged, comforted, filled with the Holy Ghost, living and walking in the fear of the Lord, united and growing in number and multiply. The Lord used as pattern this year we pass through, as we see in the diagram, to grasp and to handle a new congregation and a new workers that the Lord is adding to the church by using the stages that the Lord had led us through. We see and recognize where they are, and we go down to them and take them up with us through the scale, leading them with us step by step. In this year of the 2018, the criteria for marriage approval was instituted. In the mid of 2018, the church has started to have some outreaches to reach the continent of Africa. And we are still trying to raise up workers in the African countries. In 2019, the theme was Multiplication in Peace and Implementing the Whole Will of God as a Global Church from Ephesians chapter 1, verse 9. Having made known unto us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He hath purpose in Himself. And from Matthew 16, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And Matthew 26, 39, And he went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as Thou will. And Matthew chapter 26, verse 42, He went away again the second time and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me except I drink it, Thy will be done. And Acts chapter 22, verse 14. And he said, The God of our fathers hath chosen thee, that thou shouldest know his will, and see that just one, and shouldest hear the voice of his mouth. And Acts 20, verse 27. For I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. Resolution for Christ's birth celebration, Christmas, and all its accompanied practices were condemned, including December celebrations, long holidays, banqueting, exchanging gifts, Santa Claus and tree, and the teaching of no makeup also introduced, starting the series of the lessons from the Sermon of Jesus on the Mountain from Matthew chapter 5 to chapter 7. In the year of 2019, the Power to Get Wealth book was published. Four idols was condemned and pertained to implementing the whole will of God in the year 2019. The idol of education, people study whatever they wish, and comparing and competing with the world and not as God direct. The idol of marriage, people marry whatever they choose and not God's choice. The idol of migration, people migrate to live in whatever place they like. The idol of living the style of life they want to live and not God's style. In the year 2019, good number of disciples and workers left the church, as in John chapter 6, verse 60 and 61 and verse 66. Many therefore of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, "This is an hard saying, who can hear it?" When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, "Does this offend thee?" From that day, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. They left the LNUI congregation after they knew that the church changed the covering school of the church school to hate the idol of education and the idol of using the church to get benefits. They were in the church just for the sake of the schooling of their children and not for God. God cleans the church from them. Upon leaving the congregation in LN, we face heavy persecution. Many members were deceived and pulled out. They did this because they were aiming to destroy the church. But the Lord saved us from their evil schemes. He cleans his church from them and from the idols we mentioned, and kept his church and his ministry pure, alive, and strong. God gave us abundant peace and rest. We also remain with him, and now we are preparing ourselves to witness the accomplishment of the vision of multiplication. In the year 2020 to 2021, the same theme, multiplication in peace, and implementing the whole will of God as a global church. God brought his wrath, COVID-19, over the whole earth to judge the whole world and to discipline the churches that had gone worldly and behave as harlots. God caused economic collapses and closure of schools, colleges, churches, malls, airports, destroying the people's idols. God approved all the teaching that he gave us as a church, including the teaching of child discipline, homeschooling, no eating in restaurant, no banqueting and wasting, no makeup, no vacation and tourism, saving, no boasting about education, and migrating according to the people's will. But God give us abundant peace and rest, we who remain with him, and now we are preparing ourselves to witness the accomplishment of the vision of multiplication. In the year 2020, the book Preparation for Godly Marriage was published. Arabic worship service recording started in LN March 2020. Translation ministry to translate the English written messages to Tagalog started on March 5, 2021. Now, as we have here the diagram I sent to you, history and biblical description of our church growth diagram. 1995 to 2002 was the local church, 2003 lost church, 2004 and 5 restarting, 2006 multicultural congregation evangelism from Isaiah 54 verse 2 and 3, 2007 evangelism from John 10:10, 2008 rebuilding the wall, Nehemiah chapter 2 verse 17 and 18, it is organized church, 2009 bearing fruit, John 15:16, bearing fruit church, 2010 go and make disciple from Matthew 28 verse 19 and 20, 2011 restoration from Isaiah 58 verse 12 global church, 2012 enlarging the tent, Isaiah 54 verse 2 and 3, 2013, priests of God, Isaiah 61 verse 6 and 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9, 2014, watchmen from Isaiah 62 verse 6 and 7 and Ezekiel 3:17, 2015, suffering for Christ, Philippians chapter 1 verse 29, 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 21, Timothy chapter 2 verse 3 and 4. 2016 to 2018, multiplication in peace in the fear of God, Acts 9:31. 2019, multiplication in peace, implementing the whole will of God, Ephesians 1:9, Matthew 6:10, Matthew 26:39, Matthew 26:42, Acts 22:14, Acts 20:27. Persecution happening during implementation, and many left the church to their shame. 2020 and 2021, multiplication in peace, implementing the whole will of God. God sent His wrath, COVID-19, to prove His word. God gave us abundant peace and rest. We who remain with Him, and now we are preparing ourselves to witness the accomplishment of the vision of multiplication. And now, Church of God, UI congregations, families, outreaches, and extensions. Total of 177 members in 14 countries, over 45 locations. Most of our locations are a few members or a family. We have UAE, Alain, English, Tagalog, Arabic, Homeschool, Abu Dhabi, Ras Al Khaimah, and Fujairah outreaches. Oman, Buraimi, and Muscat, Iraq, Erbil, and Baghdad outreaches. India, Punian, Baldapur, Jodhpur, and Palagod. Philippines, Antipolo, Solano, Yabiskaya, Castellillos, Baguio, Calatagan, Batangas, San Fernando, Laonian, Apayao, Baligui, Apalad, Pampanga, Manila, Abra, Cabalong, Davao del Norte, Bicol, Anda, Quezon City, Dumaguete City, Sambuangito, Negros Oriental, Sri Lanka, New Aurelia, Pakistan, Sialiot, Kuwait, and Kuwait, USA, Hawaii, and Laguna Niguel, California, Australia, Perth, Sierra Leone, Adonokia, and Gambia outreach, Malawi, Migawi, and Mulanji, Nigeria, Uganda, and the website of the church, www.churchofgoduae.com. The ministries of the church: evangelism, discipleship, watchman ministry, church school, church banking, farming ministry, publication ministry, translation ministry, children and youth ministry. Under each parent is their children and their youth. And woman ministry, each husband is to lead his wife. Please, if you have any clarification on or a question, please contact me. Let's all stand now. Let us pray with thanksgiving to God to fulfill the vision. What is our prayer point? Thanksgiving for all the brethren, workers, pastors, families, congregations, and outreaches that is with the church. Lord, continue to prove your word that you gave to us, to your church. Lord, increase our faith according to your promise. In Luke chapter 17, verse 5. What shall I do, Lord? Acts 22, verse 10. Here am I, send me. Yes, Lord. Send me, Lord. What shall I do, Lord? Lord, lead us and take us to new people who are prepared to receive your grace. According to Acts chapter 9, verse 32, to Acts 10, verse 48. And what God had did through Apostle Peter. Lord, set apart workers from among us and take them by the Holy Spirit to new areas and start a new missionary journey. According to Acts chapter 13 and chapter 14. And what God did through Apostle Paul and Barnabas. Lord, give us the nations as our inheritance, the end of the earth as our possession, according to God's promise in Psalm 2, verse 8. Lord, send laborers into your harvest field, according to God's promise in Matthew 9, verse 38. Lord, enable us to plant Bible studies, a new congregation for the church, There is a new nation and new languages, countries and continents. Lord, multiply us in peace, according to your promise in Acts 9, verse 31. Lord, lead us, protect us, and provide for us to implement your will. Yes, O God. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have achieved in our life. We give you praise and we thank you for all the workers, the congregations, the families, the pastors, the elders, the leaders, who still delight to continue to serve you in your church, O God. Thank you for all the effort, the service, the ministry. Thank you for all the evangelism, the Bible studies. O God, here we are. Send us. Lord, what shall I do to you, O God? Lord, lead us and take us unto the work. Set apart of us workers, O God, to continue to do the work of yours, O Lord. Enable us to plant more Bible studies and more congregation. O God, help us, provide for us to implement your will in full. Protect us from the pandemic. O God, lead us, guide us, refill us with the Holy Ghost to go on and serve you in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us worship the Lord.
It's truly marching on. My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is drowning out the vintage where the grapes are at God's door. He has moved the faithful lightning on his terror-hossive sword.
The pastors, the leaders, the congregation, the elders, who's moving forward, doing Bible study, preaching one-to-one, reaching a new area, traveling. Thank the Lord for the Holy Spirit that you give them to to move to these new people. Prosper your church, O God. Bless your church. Lead us, O God, to continue to serve you. We magnify you, Lord. We adore you.
O Lord, while you're marching on, we stand behind you singing hallelujah to the Lamb.
Amen.
Lord, I stand in the midst of a multitude of those from every tribe and tongue. We are your people, redeemed by your blood, rescued from death by your love. There are no words good enough to thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the wonderful day you give us. Thank you for the victory that we receive from you, O God. Thank you for the joy. Thank you for the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the fresh vision and understanding that you bestow on each and every one of us here and the rest of the congregation, the brethren, the families, the members, the workers, the pastors, the elders, the leaders, the overseers, and all who are part of your church. Oh God, we thank you, Lord. We magnify you, Lord, bless us. Oh God, enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. Oh God, I pray, take this recording and spread it. Use it mightily for your glory. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Lord.